I speak to you in God's holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This morning, I want to do something that's a little different, and we're going to start off with a little quiz, and it's all based on the gospel that I just read. And this quiz comes out of a book called Factfulness. And so if you have a pen with you, I invite you to get your pen out. And if you don't, Rick has got a handful of them, and he can share with you. And turn to your bulletin to the very last page, and you'll see that the last quarter of the page is empty. And I want you to write down 1, 2, 3, and 4 in a line. Not across the page, but down the page. 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's kind of a fun little quiz, and I hope you'll enjoy it. So when you've got your numbers done, I'm going to read out the first question. Now, these are questions that often we make assumptions about when we think about our world. And it's all about assumptions. And the gospel today is about assumptions. The assumptions that Peter had and how Jesus changed his assumptions. So let's start with our assumptions. Here's the first question. In all low-income countries across the world today, how many girls finish primary school? How many girls finish primary school across the world today? Is it 20%, which is answer A, 40%, which is answer B, or 60%, which is answer C? Please put down your answer. A, B, or C? A, 20%, B, 40%, C, 60%. Okay, next question. Are you ready for the next question? Still pondering? I mean, as the author of this book says, you can take a bunch of chimpanzees and write A, B, and C on the bananas, and they can throw the bananas at you, and they'll get a third of the thing right. So, let's see if we can beat the chimpanzees. Question 2. Where does the majority of the world population live? Where does the majority of the world population live? In A, low-income countries, B, middle-income countries, and C, high-income countries. The majority of the world's population. Low-income is A, middle-income is B, high-income is C. All made your guesses? Okay, question 3. In the last 20 years, the proportion of the world population living in extreme poverty has A, almost doubled, B, remained more or less the same, and C, almost halved. A, almost doubled, B, remained more or less the same, and C, almost halved. Cut in half. The question is, in the last 20 years, the proportion of the world population living in extreme poverty has A, almost doubled, B, remained more or less the same, C, almost halved. Okay? Fourth and last question. I mean, I could have given you 13 questions, so you're blessed. What is the life expectancy of the world today? What is the life expectancy of the world today? A, 50 years, B, 60 years, and C, 70 years. What is the life expectancy? A, 50 years, B, 60 years, C, 70 years. Okay. Here come the answers. The answer to question 1, which was to remember again, in all low-income countries across the world, how many girls finish primary school? And the answer is C, 60%. Yeah, that was my reaction. And this book is written on statistics from 2017 from the United Nations. So it's up to date. So 60%. Question two. Where does the majority of the world's population live? They live in middle-income countries. B is the answer. B. When I did it, I put in A, low-income. To tell you the truth, I did all 13 questions. I sort of got lucky on two of them, and only one I knew for sure. So I got 10 wrong out of 13. Okay, question three. In the last 20 years, the proportion of the world's population living in extreme poverty has, are you ready for this? Almost halved. Almost halved. I was tempted to put almost doubled A, but C is the correct answer. C is the correct answer. And the last question, what is the life expectancy of the world today? The answer, surprisingly, is C, 70 years. 70 years. So everybody in the world today is up to 70 years, as it says in the Bible. So what was the purpose of all of that? The purpose is that we are like Peter. Peter had been out fishing all night, he and his chums, and they'd got nothing. But then they came and the Lord said, go out a little further and put your net there. And Peter trusted in Jesus. And he threw his net out and it was filled with fish. And the interesting part of this is, if you trust and take other good advice, great things can happen. But sometimes left to our own thoughts, we make big mistakes. And as the little quiz showed us, how often we have assumptions and we make assumptions about life and about people, about ourselves, and about other things that are based on old or faulty information. That it's important to stay up to date and get as much up to date information as we can, as opposed to getting old information. And if you are a person who likes this kind of reading, I really commend to you the book. Since you've all got pens, you can write the title. It's called Factfulness. Factfulness. F-A-C-T-F-U-L-N-E-S-S. Factfulness. And it's worth the read. It's, if you like those kind of demography books like Boom, Bust, and Echo, this one is for you. It's an amazing read. And it's written by a doctor who's a Swedish doctor, and he worked extensively with the Ebola crisis in Africa, and it really gave him this insight that he had to get the world more in touch with up-to-date information about world health. And if you want afterwards, when we get to coffee time, I'll give you the rest of the quiz. But we have to stay up-to-date with the facts. We have to stay up-to-date with what the knowledge is that we have. And we incorporate that into who we are as we follow Jesus. It's important to always be not chasing after myths and stories and trying to make them as if they are the only facts that there are. The facts and myths and stories are important because they give us some sense of the culture. But the truth is more important. And we live in a culture today which seems to have forgotten the importance of factfulness. And we live in a time where lots of people who want to manipulate us claim the truth is fake news and put out a story of their own that is not able to be substantiated. We need to always make sure that when we hear stuff and when we are following our Lord, we do it in a case of factfulness. And the facts are there. The facts are there that love that Jesus taught is the primary source for energy and motion and community building and happiness in the world. That we need to always find meaning in our lives. And we find meaning in our lives by following Jesus Christ and His teaching. His teaching was always about forgiveness, about love, about caring, about building community, about listening, about service. I hope I don't embarrass you, but this morning Mike came in just after I did with his vacuum cleaner. And it was cold and it was blowing mightily here this morning. And Mike came in because during the week we had the sparks here, which are the little brownies. The young brownies had stayed over. And so he wasn't able to get in to do his ministry of cleaning here. But he came this morning to clean, even though it was early and it was dark and it was cold and windy. He came here. That's service. And he was a dedicated servant of God coming here this morning. And I applaud you for that. So that when we came here now at 10 o'clock, the church is beautifully clean. And it's a sign of how we love God. I mean, visiting clergy, and, you know, I'm here today because my eye surgery got canceled. I'm supposed to be Miranda standing up here. And I'm not a female and I'm not black. But she's coming. She'll be here on the 17th of March for St. Patrick's Day, because I'm going to have my surgery just the Monday before St. Patrick's Day. But we have to follow God in a way that's truthful and factful and embrace the truth of the message of Jesus. And the message is love. And not only do we embrace it, but we then follow it and do it by our service, by our ministries. And that, I believe, is what Jesus is about. And the example of the story of the boat and the fish. That when we follow Jesus in a loving, faithful way, and we cast out our nets, the catches we make will be full and wholesome. And I pray today as we receive the sacrament that we are energized to know that God's love is poured out for us and that with that love we go forward and face the world. Whether it be dark or cold or stormy or people get distorted views, put away. Don't get seduced by the distorted views and follow the straight path, the path of Jesus, a path of love. May God bless us all. Amen.